Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show. Oh well, things like this happen, I guess. It's not really funny, but it's just odd. We did not create a show today, so we just had to jump in at like 11:01 and create a show. And then we have such a slow internet connection. I don't know if it's at RN or Blog Talk Radio's end, but it took like 10 minutes for it to generate the new show. And I didn't want to reschedule it at 12 noon or 1 o'clock or something. I don't want to wait that long. So we'll do it right now, and we'll see, you know, what happens. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful morning outside here in southern Arizona, Tucson, which is about 100 miles, 120 miles, probably it's more like it, southeast, exactly southeast. I mean, it's just as far east as the south of Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun. We have our own Valley of the Sun going here, you know, and this time of year, the little coffee shops and restaurants I like to go to are, sometimes there's people waiting out the door because the snowbirds are back. The snowbirds have returned, not from Capistrano, as the old saying goes, but from places like Muskegon and Bangor, Boston, Chicago, and points north and west, Minneapolis, you know. So quite understandable because this is that time of year. So let me take a look and see what obstacles we're facing in our lives today. There must be something going on with the planets. So I'm going to www.astro.com. Of course, because I'm starting 11 minutes late, I have lost any callers that call. But maybe they'll see this and call back in. That'd be lovely. So today, the 9th of November, 2018, what is that, 3 days after the great election, which we're not going to talk about because I've always found that when I speak of things political, that half of my audience crosses their arms over their chest and walks out the door. I don't want that. I want, you know, to be very mellow with people. Mellow. Mellow, as they say, used to say in the 70s. And I'm an old hippie, you know. You know what that means. So let's see. The sun right now is in 17 degrees of Scorpio, which that squares my natal Saturn. So, of course, things are going to be delayed with a square to the planet of being bottlenecked and critiqued and having all kinds of issues and stuff. Ah, there is a caller on the line, but you know, I usually do go on for about 6 or 7 minutes talking about this or that, so let me get on that, and then I'll definitely click on that person. We'll have a nice little conversation. The moon is in Sagittarius. It was just maybe 3 days ago. Well, it doesn't seem like about 3 days ago that the sun and the moon were both in about 15 degrees of Scorpio, and that was the new moon, and that was a Scorpio moon if there ever was one. It kind of bodes to problems and complications coming from the midterm election. You know, I don't know if there's going to be rioting in the streets, but they're already trying to knock down the doors of some pundits and whatnot out there. Poor Tucker Carlson. His wife and 4 children were alone in the house when his door was almost busted in by a bunch of radicals, who Antifa types, you know, who showed up, and they were chased away by the cops. No arrests were made. I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess they were just doing a demonstration, a political demonstration of how they feel about, you know, Tucker Carlson. They just, you know, disagree with him. So is that going to change his reporting? Is he going to become... it's going to back off from talking about, you know, certain issues because he has to have a fear, you know, for his wife and family. He's at work. They're at home alone. He may have to you know, go stay in an apartment for a while or something. He's making enough money. I mean, what is he making? Several million dollars a year at least. So maybe he can duck out of Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. seems to me to be a tough town to live in. You know, people get shot there and nothing is done about it. You know, like what happened with who is that guy? Who is that guy who was working for the Democrat National Committee? Oh, geez, I have a memory like a sieve right now. Anyway, the footage from the cameras the cops were disappeared. And I don't think anything was done about it. They said, oh, it was a robbery. It was a robbery. But nothing was taken. His watch wasn't taken. His wallet wasn't taken. They just decided to shoot him twice in the back. So, you know, and I don't think that that's ever been investigated. I would hate to be living in Washington, D.C. Maybe one of the suburbs in Maryland would be okay, you know. Baltimore sounds like it's more peaceful than Washington. Baltimore gets, you know, 30 murders a week or something, doesn't it? Oh, well, anyway, so my prediction is that since the sun and the moon were both in the very middle of the sign of Scorpio, which has to do with, God, it has to do with things like plots, and has to do with the projection of power, has to do with sneaky stuff that people do, you know, undercover of night and stuff. And that's, you know, going to be a problem for at least a month, right? Because in a month's time, there's going to be another new moon. The new moon is interesting. It's different than the full moon. The full moon is kind of like the exultant climax of things that are going on. But the new moon is like when you're supposed to, like, plant seeds and stuff that will grow. You know, the seeds grow and things evolve during that next, you know, 30 days. Some say 2 weeks until the new moon. Some say until the next, until the next full moon. Some say 30 days until 28 days, actually, until the next new moon. Anyway, I think it's going to be just a real tough month ahead. We'll see what happens. We still have the caravan coming. And, you know, and poor Ruth Bader Ginsburg took a tumble in her office and broke three ribs and is hospitalized. And she's 85 years old. She is one tough lady. We'll have to, you know, keep our fingers crossed about her and so that she's all right. But, you know, at 85 with three broken ribs, is she going to be able to continue her duties? Or is Trump going to get another justice of the Supreme Court? The moon today is in 12 degrees of Sagittarius. So the moon is past the sun. That's why it's turning away from the new moon. There could be a sliver. A tiny sliver of moonlight could be seen in the night sky. Mercury is in 10 degrees Sagittarius, so moon just crossed over Mercury about 4 hours ago. Good time for messages or news or whatever. We'll have to see what's on TV, what's on YouTube, what's on our favorite pundits that are on there sometimes. Jupiter is now fully in Sagittarius in 0.16 degrees, so we have moon, Mercury, and Jupiter are all in Sagittarius ahead of the sun, which is still lingering behind in 17 Scorpio. It'll be almost 2 weeks, 13 days to be precise, before the moon, before the sun also enters Sagittarius. Then it looks like we'll have four planets. But then by that time, moon will be in another sign. Mercury might be all the way to Capricorn again. It's an iffy thing. What you do is you look at the planets' positions and you compare them with your birth chart, and then you find out what kinds of things are likely to happen. I had a reading yesterday with a very nice lady who has moved into a haunted house and is also having some weird accidents and electronic problems and stuff. So I nailed it. There was a Mars opposition to Uranus, which ordinarily happens when there's breakdowns and delays, especially mechanical equipment goes bad. So she had a washer, dryer, and dishwasher that broke down in her new location. Her garage door started going up and down in the middle of the night. So, hey, if they could send a ghost to Tucker Carlson's house that could make the garage door go up and down, you know, that would be much better than trying to bash in his front door, you know. Aren't there any magicians out there who can, like, conjure elementals and spirits that can go and bug somebody? I mean, you know, I can think of lots of people that should be bugged. I mean, should be bothered. But not by the Antifas and stuff, but by, you know, maybe astral entities. You believe in lower astral entities? I think I bumped into a few in my lifetime. So the other planets are, Venus is in 26 degrees of Libra, and it's retrograde. Is your love life really going to get back on track while Venus is retro? But it isn't the sign of love, the sign of Libra, which is one of the signs ruled by Venus. So there's a lot of potential there, but I think there's some bumps. There's some speed bumps there. Don't try to go too fast in love with Venus in retrograde right now. Mars is in Aquarius, another air sign. And I said, okay, the outer planets, we rarely look at because they're just moving very slowly. But Pluto takes 240 years to go around the zodiac, isn't that right? So, you know, with that, I look forward to doing a reading or two. And let's see our first caller here. I have a deck of tarot cards ready to go. You see, this is a very strange radio show you've caught here because I start with the astrology. You talk all about astrology. I'm actually looking for readings. You know, I love it when people want my advice and I'll send them a chart or send them photographs of their tarot cards or whatever. But, you know, in the meantime, in between time, let's just do some mini readings on the phone. And here we go with a number. Let's see, 858 area code. Hello, good morning or good afternoon, as the case may be. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. It's Anne. How are you doing?
Anne, I am doing okay, but I started off on the bad foot here because I was late at the gate. There was no show scheduled. I had to quickly flash a show.
Oh,
put
it's
a show
so
together.
Nice of you.
Oh,
so
Anne.
Nice of
well,
you.
It's so nice of
yeah,
you to call.
I was going to say, you know, I would like to ask you, just maybe general, how many months, is it 2-3 months that you look into your cards?
Yes, I can do this. The first card can mean immediately or almost immediately, like in the next week. The second card can mean a couple weeks to a month or two, and the third card can be long term. It could be 6 months or a year, you know. I've done that sometimes. We pick three cards, and the first one is very short-term influences. The second card is medium. I mean, for most people, a couple of weeks to a couple of months, that's a lot of time. They don't want to wait that long, but that might be the thing that manifests. You know, that might be the thing that actually happens. What kind of event
okay.
are you looking at, or what kind of
timing?
Well, what kind of timing
you.
Question? Yeah.
Well, timing may be because this last month, I know Venus retrograde, plus
yes,
that whole
yes,
bunch of health issues. And it's so weird, you know, with this Venus, everything had to be redone. Medical procedures were reordered because something didn't go through. Then other things also needed to be redone.
Yeah.
And now we are getting into Mercury retrograde, and I'm Gemini, so usually I am influenced by Mercury a lot, and I'm afraid that everything has to be redone again. I even don't know what to start now, but definitely I was looking for good times. I was looking for some love or, you know, just to go out with the nice man and have and enjoy my time and to forget about these health problems, and I just don't know if this will be happening.
What we're up against right now as Geminis, because I'm a Gemini also. I'm a June 11th Gemini. And what we have is that the planets are moving, as I said, from Scorpio to Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is the opposite sign of Gemini. It's the opposite sign across the zodiac. And so that means that if we have, let's say, Mercury in 10 degrees of Sagittarius, it's affecting anybody who has planets from about 5 degrees Gemini to 15 degrees Gemini, see? And the same thing with Jupiter. Jupiter transits, even oppositions, are seldom bad. Usually nothing bad happens from even a Jupiter opposition. But today, for example, you're feeling a little bit edgy and some pressure and stuff because Moon right now, 12 and a half degrees Sagittarius, and that's opposite probably one or two of your Gemini planets also. So it's, I would say definitely it could be having to do the medical procedures again kind of makes sense, but it's very annoying and very sad. Now, Venus is in Libra, 26 Libra, even if it's retrograde, that should not affect you badly as a Gemini. So, you know, but yeah, I have to agree with you.
Actually, no procedures worked. It was either authorization didn't go through or the procedure was not, they were not able to do this. So actually, it was a complete waste of time, the whole problem, October and November.
Really? Wow.
And
well,
now
I
don't want to start anything until maybe retrograde ends because it's just frustrating.
Sure.
But it's not about the health. I just want to see if there's anything good coming, you know, just good times.
Now, the other thing that's happening astrologically is Neptune is in 13 degrees of Pisces and it's squaring Gemini. So square from Gemini means that Neptune is uncertainty. It's sometimes escapism, it's sometimes mystical stuff, but it could be mystical, metaphysical stuff that is not helpful, you know. I hope that I'm helpful. But, so there's a couple different issues that are affecting people, especially if they were born sometime in the middle of Gemini. So, Anna, I'm shuffling the deck and thinking about you and out there California, I think, huh? Yeah. And let's see. And a general reading, timing, positive. We're especially looking for positive things coming up. Please tell me where to cut the deck for you, near the top or a third of the way or half the way. You know how
it
works.
Near the top. Near the top would be good.
Okay. This time we can definitely do that. It'd be so nice if you could take a little vacation or something, huh? Because I see the third card is the Eight of Wands. It shows some travel or something, changing something, you know. Just go to Las Vegas for a week, you know.
Okay. I wish I could, but it's not in plans.
I'm sorry. So the first card is the Two of Swords. It's a balance of forces and needing to keep things balanced. But also there's the lack of complete information. There's the lack of maybe a decision that you need to make, a decision having to do with your affairs or something that's going on. So maybe you're waiting on something. You're waiting on something to happen. That's what it sounds like. You're waiting for some good luck. The Wheel of Fortune is the second card, and the Wheel of Fortune always turns, and typically what it signifies is that if things are going bad, things are going to turn around. The people that are on the bottom are going to end up on the top of things. So, you know, if you've been feeling badly, if you've been feeling disorganized, or if life has not been kind to you, then that is going to change, you know, very, very quickly. And I want to tell you the fifth card is the Queen of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles is a happy woman sitting on her throne, you know, kind of like a queen, definitely a queen. And she's looking at this big pentacle, which is getting a hold of herself and being, happier than you are now with the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords, the first card, really, it's just the problem of not knowing something, not knowing, you know, of being delayed, right, of things not happening right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because actually, going back to health, one doctor saying one thing needs to be done, another one says no, it does need to be done, and now I'm very confused, actually, what should I do? And
are both of these doctors, Yeah, are both these doctors at the same clinic or the same hospital, or are
no,
they
that's
totally
a problem.
separate?
They're different, and now I'm going to see a third one because
Third one.
I
You
am confused if I need to listen to one to say, and I even don't know, you know, whom to trust because they both seem to be good, but why they have difference of opinion, and that's what makes me very confused.
Yep. The Page of Swords is the fourth card, and I was wondering where that works in, where that happens. In the card before it, the Eight of Wands, the travel card, that means I see you going from an established, you know, probably the clinic or hospital where you've had a doctor maybe the longest, right, and going to another place, a new doctor. The Page of Swords is young, but ambitious and wants to work, wants to do a good job. I like the Page of Swords. He could be a surgeon or some kind of doctor because he has that sword in his hand. And the sword has to do with possible, you know, medical procedure of some kind. So, yeah, I see you getting different advice or, let's say, advice that will clarify the situation, that will make you tip to one doctor or the other, you know, what they're saying. So, yeah, this guy will definitely give you a good advice. I see it being a new or different doctor. So, yeah, definitely a third doctor in the picture. And then we're left with the Queen of Pentacles, and the Queen of Pentacles is you, and you're absorbing the information, and you're pondering and thinking about, you know, what you want to do next with it. It seems that that's as far as this thing goes. In terms of time, I would say that first card is, it's not good to hang around with the idea that you're not sure, that you're distressed because you don't know which advice to take. You need to get out of that situation right away. So I hope that within, like, let's say a week from now or so, you can have an appointment, you know, booked with the third doctor and see the advice that you get there. Your luck, and you're, because of the Wheel of Fortune, will change as you go to this third doctor. That's the Eight of Wands. It travel. It's possible that this third doctor might be 10 miles
this
away from where
you live.
This
third doctor that I made an appointment is about 2 hours drive from my home.
There
you're
you go.
Right.
There
yes.
you go. So it's a journey. It's a journey.
But
to
actually,
see
it's a woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A woman. Fine. Because you know the Page of Swords looks like a young man, but you know what? Long hair in a bun, and you know, a woman often is looked at as a page because they don't have princesses on here. You know, they don't have, but they have pages. So a page would be a helpful younger person who probably has. You know what? She's studied up on your situation, on your ailment, that she's studied it in school or whatever, medical school, more recently than these other doctors, and she probably has some new ideas. There might be a new therapy. She might have lots of good information for you. So I see that this is going to work out well for you. This is going to work out well because the fifth card is the Queen of Pentacles. That's you gazing into that pentacle, a faint smile on her face as she's, you know, thinking about what to do next or whatever. But that's so much better than the Two of Swords. Are you familiar with the Two of Swords? That's a woman sitting on like a bench by the ocean, and she is blindfolded, and she's holding two crossed swords over her chest, and the moon. There's a crescent moon in the background. Well, there's a crescent moon today. So anyway, so it's a crescent waxing moon, and but it's not a real happy card because you're trying to keep balance, but you don't have sufficient information because of the blindfold. So that will change over the next week. That's great. So, you know, I hope that that helps. I hope that this gives you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ed. I think that it's not that I'm in a bad spot now because the doctor number two says everything is fine, don't do anything. But I'm kind of uncertain because I got this, you know, difference of opinion. I'm really uncertain. But thank you so much. I really appreciate your reading today.
Sure. You could also do this. You could talk to each doctor, each of those two doctors, just over the phone or leave a message or something, and say you're confused because you're getting totally different advice from two MDs, and you know, and maybe one of them will give in. Maybe the other one will say, "Oh no, I'm right. He's wrong," you know, or "She's wrong." But I don't know. But the best thing that I see here is you seeing this third doctrine going the extra mile, going, you know, 100 miles or whatever to see him or her. So
yeah, and
really,
you know, every doctor actually has their ego. I noticed that they have their ego, especially one of them. The ego
an
is
ego?
So huge, like he doesn't even want to listen to what someone else says. And that puts me in a very difficult spot.
Want. That's
yeah.
The old goat that you don't want to have, because as a Gemini, you want clear communication and good communication, right? You want to be able to hear and to talk about this and to hear the advice that you need. This is going to work very well. I like the idea of this
okay.
new doctor. Thank
perfect.
You so much.
Thank
my
you
dear.
So much. Thank you.
All
have
right.
A nice day.
Okay, bye. Oh, you too. And we actually have another caller from the 203. Let's see what's going on with him or her. Good morning or good
Hi.
Afternoon. Hello. Hi. Hi.
This is
Victoria. Ed. Victoria, what can I do for you, Victoria? We have just a few minutes. So what's going on?
I was calling about my love life. I just wanted to see what you see with me and a man named Kyle in the future.
Oh, okay. K-Y-L-E and Victoria. Kyle and Victoria. And I'm
yes.
shuffling those cards. Is the 203 in the Eastern time zone? Is it back there in
yes.
middle Atlantic states? Okay, here we go. Kyle and Victoria, what's going on with your love line? Oh, gave me goosebumps there, so something's coming up. So where would you like me to cut these cards for you, Victoria? Near the top or a third of the way down or half the way down or near the bottom? What?
Half
rings?
Is good.
Okay, they're right there. They open right there. So this is an odd situation that I see coming up, because first you have the thrill of the victory of the Three of Cups, where three maidens are dancing happily. It looks like kind of like a Halloween or Thanksgiving thing, because there's pumpkins and vines and stuff, and they're dancing like in a circle with their cups held up. They're celebrating something. So something with Kyle has happened in the past anyway that has led you to be very close to each other and to have like a really good time with each other. But the second card is the Hermit. So what I feel is that there's some kind of distancing that is either going to happen or it's happened already. He may, he and you and him may not be seeing each other right now, or there's some kind of distance
correct.
Or a fight or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's happening
like that
now.
And the third card is the Seven of Swords, in which a person is, it's kind of like sneaking away. I want you to imagine this guy is sneaking away. He's got five swords in his arms, and two swords are still standing, and there's a camp of like warriors in the background, but he's stealing and taking something and going away with what it is. And so the first thing that comes to my mind is it possible that this is your situation has broken up or is in the process of breaking up because of, let's say, infidelity? Or, you know, that he's totally backing out of the situation, it seems like. But there is a chance that you will get together, because next card is the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands means you just have to do it. You know, whatever it is that you were thinking of doing in relation to this relationship, I think you got to do it. Are you prepared for the possibility that you and he may be breaking up?
Well, right now we're, like, kind of not, like, seeing each other. So like when you were talking about that,
okay.
I felt like, you know, that's like right
okay.
now. But I always
yes.
like, he always is like indicating like now is not the right time kind of thing.
Oh wow. Yes.
But,
I see. I feel that he may come back, because the Ace of Wands means that he wants to have sex. But I don't see a long-term thing. Could you, listen, I have to put you back on hold, because I have like 10 seconds before the end of the show. I am so, 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 so sorry. We're going to be right back.